The Kittagong ZB Education Council invites everyone to attend the upcoming community education gathering to be held on the afternoon of January 15th and Saturday, January 16th. Come and share your thoughts and ideas on the issues of First Nations education with other members of the community. We can grow and share together. The Kittagong ZB Education Council invites everyone to attend the upcoming community education gathering to be held on the afternoon of January 15th and Saturday, January 16th. Come and share your thoughts and ideas on the issues of First Nations education with other members of the community. We can grow and share together.
As twice rejected House of Commons committee reports calling for a ratification for the relocation. The 11-year-old Kanata girl who died on Wednesday of meningococcus disease was infected by a different strain than the one responsible for last year's outbreak. Tests revealed yesterday that Jay Venstrika, a grade 6 student at George Vanier High School in Kanata, died of group B meningococcus, for which no vaccine is available. Venstrika had been vaccinated during the region's mass immunization campaign last winter. However, that vaccine doesn't protect against Group B. Dr. Ian Gemmel, the region's Associate Medical Officer of Health, said this week's case is likely an isolated one and not the start of an outbreak. It's unusual for several cases of Group B to occur in one area at the same time. This is the first case of Group B meningococcus this year. There were two cases last year and one case in 1990. None were fatal. About 10% of Group B infections result in death. And from Mogadishu, two people were killed and six seriously injured in a Somali capital yesterday night after French foreign legionnaires fired on a truck that refused to stop at a checkpoint. Legionnaires said they were fired on from the truck and they returned fire. It is unclear whether the deaths were from bullet wounds or the impact of the vehicle crashing into the side of the road. Witnesses said the legionnaires had yelled for the truck to stop, but that it continued a further 100 meters before crashing. And from the United Nations, in an admission that peacekeeping has failed in Bosnia, the United States is expected to seek the authority to use force to protect deliveries of humanitarian supplies and to prevent further atrocities against civilians. The U.S. plan for military action has raised British concerns that the current U.N. humanitarian operation of getting food into Sarajevo by air and land could be endangered. The U.S. began consulting with its allies as the escalation in fighting in Sarajevo caused the U.N. spokesman to threaten last week to pull out altogether. In practice, however, it would be politically impossible for the U.N. to pull its peacekeeping force out of the Bosnian capital and leave civilians to their fate. Turning to sports, National Hockey League action last night. The Senators lose another one. Boston doubled Ottawa by the score of 4-2. The Bruins have won 9 games of their last 12. And from Bloomington, Shane Corson scored a power play goal with 2:10 left to play as Edmonton Oilers rallied from a third period deficit to hand the Minnesota North Stars their first loss in 5 NHL games. Final score 3-2 for Edmonton. And from Louisville, Kentucky, in a frenzy unprecedented in the 17-year history of free agency, clubs have signed 35 free agents in 3 days to contracts worth over $225 million U.S. After 10 free agents signed on Monday and 16 on Tuesday, 9 more were signed on Wednesday. Greg Maddux led the third-day parade, agreeing to a 5-year, $28 million deal with the Atlanta Braves on Wednesday. Among the free agents who joined them, Andre Dawson marched to Boston for 2 years at $9.3 million, Todd Worrell to Los Angeles for 3 years at $9.5 million, Mike Moore to Detroit for 3 years and $10 million, and finally Randy Myers to the Chicago Cubs for 3 years and $11 million. The recent rash of signings brought to 64 the number of free agents who have signed new contracts. That total, too, is unprecedented for this date. 1989, 43 free agents had signed by December 9th. That was the previous highest number for this period. But the average number signed by this date in the first 16 years was 18. Turning to our CEQA weather forecast for today, they're calling for light flurries for later on this afternoon. Temperature steady at minus 4. And for tonight, clearing late in the night. Temperature-wise, dropping down low of near minus 8 to minus 10. And for tomorrow, Saturday, sunny with cloudy periods. Expect a high near minus 5. And for Sunday, sunny skies with a high of plus 2. Dropping down low of near minus 9 for Sunday. And for Monday, there'll be a mixture of cloud and sun. Temperature near plus 2, dropping down low of near minus 7 for Monday. And for Tuesday, they're calling for cloudy skies with a high of plus 1, dropping down low of near minus 9. We check the watch no one is copto, and the majis look pumnoch, meguin, the cog noon nail, on just shape each other, because the skid work tiny bakas and the shid tinixna. Noon nishwasi, maga noon metosi dinica, on just swab, managisha, go on, and gizish, job each work tending one, good wab, skin the cog noon non, and I should do jam and ashtag, no one keys, see obman, and gibigishik, a shid tiny abo, nish tinica, no one oxic, tiny bingets, and noon shangaswe dinica, metzinigish, gutish, tending one, kush, gizin, help each obman, and what keys, a skin the cog, shid, again the cog, nish, and no one oxic, tiny bingets, and noon nishwasi dinica. On Jeshwaganjinigish got the Anuana Kutchich Kinnikog, Pejig, and the Unakshik Tanibigasin, Noon Shangaswe. CKW News Sports and Weather, and now a message from KZ Value Mart.